USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the nation is in a much better position to fight coronavirus than when the pandemic started months ago.
We are grateful that today fatalities are at the lowest level since the end of March.
The vice president, speaking in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, also says dozens of states are struggling to contain coronavirus.
We have 12 states with rising cases and percent positive cases, a combination of both rising cases and rising percent positive.
Stocks rallied on Tuesday to cap off the best quarter for all three major U.S. stock indexes in several decades, despite months of economic damage and anxiety driven by the coronavirus pandemic. The Dow gained over 200 points on Tuesday and for the quarter gained nearly 18%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Supreme Court is rejecting bans of public money going to religious schools. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
In the 5-4 ruling, the court sided with parents who'd wanted to send their kids to a religious school under a Montana program that allowed for tax credits to private schools. However, that program had barred any government money to schools controlled by churches. Chief Justice John Roberts, writing in his opinion that the Free Exercise Clause of the Constitution prevents religious observers from unequal treatment. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, writing in her dissent, the Free Exercise Clause has always been interpreted as what government cannot do with the individual, not in what individuals can exact from the government. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Barricades are coming down in Seattle's chop zone. The Seattle Times reports heavy equipment is being used to take them down from the Capitol Hill occupied protest zone. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell are testifying before the House on their response to the coronavirus pandemic. Secretary Mnuchin discusses the possibility of another coronavirus relief bill in Congress.
While we're beginning to have conversations about supplemental relief legislation, we look forward to working with Congress on a bipartisan basis in July on any other further legislation that will be necessary.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says a full recovery is unlikely until Americans feel completely safe in resuming all activity prior to the pandemic. A South Florida appeals court has not made a decision in the prostitution case surrounding New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. The 4th District Court of Appeals on Tuesday heard from attorney Jeffrey D'Souza representing the state of Florida.
These cases began when law enforcement working across several Florida counties learned that there was rampant prostitution occurring in local massage parlors.
D'Souza says 90% of people caught on hidden video at a Jupiter Day Spa in January 2019 were there to pay for sex acts. Meanwhile, Kraft's attorney, Derek Schaefer, says many innocent people were also captured on tape.
These cameras that were put into private massage rooms where patrons would be undressing as a matter of course, they recorded everything without interruption for 5 days straight.
Check us out online by visiting usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.